there. This is Amy Ray, Executive Vice President at Zeldis Research. Zeldis is a full-service boutique market research firm that does both qualitative and quantitative research in a variety of industry verticals. We are committed to providing quality information resources to our clients and others in the industry. And as part of that commitment, we will be providing a series of short podcasts on some of our industry insights and expertise. Today's podcast focuses on some proprietary research we did to understand millennial professionals and how they might be different from their older counterpart. So late last year, we did some qualitative research with this group. We focused on three different subgroups of millennial professionals, in part because of some of the industries that we frequently do research in. So we talked to 24 total millennials, and they were split across three groups: small business owners, financial advisors, and insurance agents. We did 1 hour one-on-one in-depth interviews over the phone, some of which had a webcam component. And we were really focused on trying to understand how this group is different from, you know, Gen Xers and boomers and their older counterparts. Of course, we found there were lots of ways that millennials seem to be similar to Gen Xers and boomers in terms of how they do business and how they view their business. For example, we found that really they were very relationship-based, both in terms of how they interact with their customers and clients, but also how they interact with vendors and providers that they work with. It was all about the relationship with them and building that relationship. And that's something that's very consistent with what we hear with older professionals. But we did note four kind of key areas where we saw that millennials did differ from Gen Xers and boomers. And I should note that, you know, these four differences were identified in part by self-report, by millennials sort of realizing how they're different from older folks in their companies or other business owners that they know, but also and largely from previous research we've done. So we've done, you know, hundreds of in-depth interviews, focus groups, many surveys with these B2B populations. And most of those tend to be Gen Xers and boomers. So we kind of were able to identify some of the differences based on our previous experience. So I'm going to talk briefly about the four kind of key areas that we saw millennials differentiate in terms of business owners and financial professionals. The first one is what motivates them. You know, anyone we talk to, when we talk about why they do what they do, they talk about wanting to help people, maybe wanting to make a difference. But with millennials, it's almost more of a calling. They're really focused on the ability to make a difference in the world, to help people, and in general, to leave the world a better place than they found it. And they really want to enjoy their job. They want to love what they do. So they're not as driven by compensation and the kind of financial things that we have seen with older populations. They want variety in their career. They want flexibility, a reasonable work-life balance. And really, they want to be happy in what they do and be making a difference. And that's something that really stood out, whether it was a financial advisor who had a specialty in socially responsible investing, or a business owner who, you know, had a restaurant and not only wanted to serve food, but was focused on providing community events and really building her community in Brooklyn. So that's the first really substantial difference we saw with this population of professionals. The next big difference that we saw was a general feeling of adaptability, where with older populations, we often hear sort of a hesitance and reluctance for change, a fear of change. With millennials, they're hungry for it. They really see themselves as ready and even eager to embrace change. Some mention an adapt or die mentality, you know, constantly changing with their business, being excited when their business changes. I mean, again, part of what motivates them is a desire for variety. And so they love when things change. They embrace new challenges. That can mean adding new lines of business, new products. For some of the small business owners, it can mean actually, you know, starting a business, selling it, and starting a new business because they want to do something different. So again, you know, that embracing change. The third big difference is one that I think is probably pretty obvious and the one most people would go to first when thinking of millennials, and that's technology. Not surprisingly, millennials are really eager and willing to use technology in all aspects of their business. They embrace new software, new platforms, social networking, digital marketing. They really look for a variety of methods to interact with their customers, to sell their products. Many communicate with their clients or customers via text, an email, or through a website. Although I should note that all of the folks we spoke with customize their approach to their clients with what their clients are comfortable with. So if they're dealing with an older client, then they might still meet in person or talk over the phone. But they, you know, they really embrace technology. I had one small business owner who only recently got a website because she's been doing all her business on social networking, and she didn't even need a website up until that point because she was getting so much through social networking. Website was almost old school at this point. They also, millennials on the flip side, value technology as a key service for the providers and the partners that they work with. So they're not going to work with a vendor or a provider who doesn't offer a top-of-the-line technology. The last difference that we saw with millennials is really the value they place on continuing education, both initial education. I mean, everyone we spoke to was college educated, which isn't always the case with older populations in these groups, but also just continuing that learning. And it's part of that desire for variety and that embracing of change. They want to be learning new things all the time. They love learning. They want to continue to learn about their business and what else they can be doing. And they really stay plugged in to be able to do that. So they tend to network small business owners with other small business owners. Some of them belong to groups specifically of millennial small business owners. For the financial professionals, many of them talk about wanting to continue to get new licensing and do continuing education, and that's really important to them. So, you know, this is something to think about. All of us, I think, are thinking about millennials more and more. You know, we see it everywhere. It's a really important population. And thinking about them in the workplace, both in terms of recruiting them or serving them in business settings, it's important to understand these things. You know, what drives them, their love of change and their adaptability, their embracing technology, and, you know, their constant desire to learn new things are all things that I think can be focused on. So that's kind of a high-level view of that research. I would love to talk to anyone a little bit more about what we did and what we learned. So please feel free to reach out to me anytime to discuss today's podcast or the research behind it or to provide feedback. We'd love to hear it. And this podcast, along with other industry insights, can be found in the Zeldis Learning Center at zeldislearningcenter.com. Thank you so much.